The river here forms a great loop which encloses the property on three sides. On Roquet's map of 1760, a house is shown here but is not named. Mr. Geoffrey Foote, the brother of Lundy Foote of Orla, lived here in 1812. He built a massive wall along the bank of the Dodder to keep out floods. Archbishop McGee succeeded Foote in living here. In 1822, when the old Archbishop's palace in Tala was sold, a number of fittings were said to have been transferred to Kildare. The next occupier was John Seeley Townsend, Master in Chancery, followed by John E. Roach. In 1880, the house was taken by John McConkie, a miller, and probably a relation of the family who operated the mill which stood nearby on the opposite side of the modern-day road. In 1922, Kildare became Cheeverstown Convalescent Home for Little Children and is now Cheeverstown House, a centre for those with intellectual disabilities. The old house has been completely renovated and there are many workshops erected in the grounds. Continue walking for 400 metres until you come to a roundabout. Cross the road here. Just beyond the roundabout, on your left, there is a lane which leads to Spawell House.